When responding to a call, firefighters usually aren't worrying about dangerous chemicals.
You go into a burning building, you don't think about the chemicals you're going to be exposed to. You think about rescue, if there's a rescue involved, and you think about the extinguishment.
Tony Stefani is a retired captain from the San Francisco Fire Department and founder of the San Francisco Firefighters Cancer Prevention Foundation.
I never thought about exposures when I went into a building on fire, and I don't think any firefighter does.
Yet, several studies indicate that cancer rates among firefighters are much higher than the general population. In recent years, the chemicals added to furniture and insulation actually meant to prevent fires have been blamed for this. When these materials burn, they release a toxic fog into the air, which can penetrate protective equipment.
And we have elevated rates of cancer in both our men and our women in the fire service. We've had 11 cases of breast cancer in San Francisco.
Stefani himself has been diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, one often seen among people who work in the chemical industry. So it's no surprise he believes it's important to overhaul the laws that effectively require the addition of these chemicals to manufactured products.
Not only for my family and the grandchildren that play on my couch that I have to get rid of, but it's important for firefighters because of the exposures that we're receiving.
Back in the 1970s, California began requiring that all furniture sold here be capable of withstanding 12 seconds of open flame. As a result, our couches are doused with flame-retardant chemicals. Chemicals which have been linked to cancer, obesity, infertility.
This includes women taking longer time to get pregnant and having smaller babies. Children who are exposed in the womb have learning and memory problems later in life. They actually have a loss of IQ points that is on par with the loss of IQ points that we see with kids who are exposed to lead.
Sarah Jansen is a doctor at the Natural Resources Defense Council who advocates for the removal of these chemicals from products. And that's something Sacramento is working on. As of this fall, it will be legal for non-flame retardant treated furniture to be sold in the state. Other consumer products are also set to be reevaluated. However, the current laws, says Nancy Skinner, assembly member from Berkeley, leave a big gap.
I realized, wow, but this isn't going to help our foam building insulation because it's not a consumer product. We have to get at it a different way.
Skinner is pushing a new bill that would alter the building code.
So if we can update the building standards, then the manufacturer can make the foam product, the same foam product that you and I use, without the chemical. And then you and I can use that for our home or the commercial building. And then the firefighters, when the building burns, doesn't have to breathe it.
Fire safety can be maintained, she says, without this chemical addition, through thermal barriers, already part of the building code, and insulation made with alternatives, a step representatives from the chemical industry oppose. Last week, her bill, AB 127, passed its first legislative hurdle. It now sits with the Assembly Appropriations Committee. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.